You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined this morning on the phone by the Hopkins County Tourism and Convention Commission Executive Director, Trish Null. Trish, welcome.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, this is the week we're going to have all kinds of Independence Day celebrations, but I think Madisonville might be beating everyone to it this year. You're starting tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
That's right. We have almost a week-long worth of events taking place here in Madisonville. We are very excited about all of them.
Well, let's just get right to it. Where are the festivities taking place in Madisonville?
Okay. First of all, tomorrow is Tuesday, July the 1st. We will be at Madisonville City Park for our second annual Praise in the Park event. That will begin at 6 p.m. It will run from about 6 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow night at the City Park. We encourage folks bring their own lawn chairs, and they will get to see and hear several local Christian groups performing at the City Park.
And about how long will the entire concert be?
It'll start around 6 and last to probably about 9 p.m.
Well, that's a great night of music then. And then it looks like on Wednesday you've got a movie. I know my kids love it. I assume everyone's kids love it. The Lego Movie you're showing.
Right. We are actually Baptist Health is sponsoring our outdoor movie night, which is Wednesday night, July the 2nd. The festivities will start about 6 p.m. on the campus of Baptist Health. They do have some bouncers that will be there. We're going to have some food vendors, some other kid-friendly activities, and then the movie will begin about 8:30 p.m. Because that's about dark time or dark enough, you know, to start showing the movie. So people need to bring their lawn chairs or their blankets, and there at Baptist Health, their wellness park, is where they will be able to view the movie.
And it looks like you're going to take Thursday off, I guess, to rest up for the big day you've got planned on Friday.
Right. We're taking Thursday off. Actually, our neighbor down in Dawson Springs always has their Independence Day celebration on the 3rd, and they will be doing a fireworks show starting about 9 p.m., and prior to that, they're going to have a baseball game and lots of vendors and other activities. I think they're going to start actually about 6 p.m., Thursday night with their fireworks at 9. So we encourage folks to get out to Dawson Springs on Thursday night.
Well, that's great. That means people can take part in that and that you can actually rest for a night
right.
while the festivities continue.
Right. And then on Friday, which is actually July the 4th, we will be back at Madisonville City Park for the 4th Fest activities, which begin at 5 p.m. And then the Conch Republic, a band out of Lexington, Kentucky, will be performing from 6 to 9, and then the fireworks will start right after. The Chamber of Commerce will, of course, sponsor their beer garden. We will have Bouncing Bees there. And
what is Bouncing Bee?
It's like bounce houses.
Oh, the bounce houses.
Inflatable slides and things like that.
That's Kid Nirvana is what that is.
Kids love Nirvana,
that.
You're exactly right. And then First United Bank will also sponsor some kids' activities. First United Bank is a great sponsor of this event. They sponsor the band Conch Republic for that night.
And so, what kind of music does Conch Republic play?
I call them kind of like a Jimmy Buffett. They're kind of like a beach band.
Okay.
So we had them last year. It just happened that we got rained out, and we had to have them indoors at the convention center, and so it wasn't quite as
maybe not as beachy as it would be outside.
Not as beachy, right, as it would be. So I think the weather forecast looks great for this week, so we're looking forward to Friday's events. And then Saturday, we have a new event, Saturday morning at 9 p.m. It is the I Recycle Regatta. And what that is flotation devices, I guess is the best way to describe them, made out of recyclable products. It must hold two people, so it is a two-person flotation device. Both people must get in the boat. They cannot swim. They got to be inside the boat. They will race across the pool at the Madisonville City Park pool. We will have heats, and then we will finally crown a winner of the iRecycle Regatta. 70% of the boat must be made out of recyclable products. The other 30% can be new, like tape or string or, you know, something to hold your boat together.
And have you ever done this before with the recycled boats?
No, we have not. My understanding is that Mayor Jackson, who is the mayor of the city of Madisonville, was involved in judging a similar activity at one of the high schools here. One of the engineering teachers did this, something very similar to this, and Mayor Jackson was so impressed that he wanted us to incorporate this particular event into the Fourth Fest. And so Madisonville actually has been going through a big push for recycling and in the last couple of years, so it's a perfect fit for us to do a recycle regatta.
It certainly is a neat event. And then we've got baseball, I guess,
right,
to round out everything.
Yes, to round out the week-long event. Saturday night, which is July the 5th at 7 p.m., the Madisonville Miners will be playing the Hoptown Hoppers. In that game, we offer free admission to anybody that shows up, and that is being sponsored by our three local civic organizations, the Rotary Club of Madisonville, the Noon Kiwanis, and the Madisonville Lions Club. So,
well, it is a full week of activities you've got planned. In case we've buried the lead, everything's free to the public. And, Trish, if people would like more information, is there a webpage we can direct them to?
It is. They can go to MadisonvilleFourthFest.com, and they will find all of the information there.
Well, Trish.
And there is a phone number. You know, there's phone numbers there if they do have other questions and want to give us a call.
If you'd like to give the number now, you can.
Sure. It's area code 270-821-4171.
Trish, I really appreciate you taking a few moments today to preview the Fourth Fest, which
You're
starts tomorrow.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about it.
We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Tracy.
That is Hopkins County's Tourism and Convention Commission Executive Director Trish Knoll. Madisonville's Fourth Fest kicks off tomorrow at 6 p.m. with Praise in the Park. You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.